You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
And today I give you full permission to talk about the weather.
Why? What's going on with the weather?
Nothing.
All right.
Well, didn't notice?
No, didn't notice a thing.
Aren't you supposed to be in Toronto?
Yeah. Well, I noticed that it's snowing like the Dickens.
I noticed that you're not in Toronto.
Yeah.
Didn't your lovely boss tell you to just stay home today?
Yeah, he did. It was great.
That is spectacular.
Yeah, it was insane. The highway was actually closed at one point.
It was, yes. There was an accident at County Road 6 in the 401.
And the DVP was closed as well, which I've never even heard of. And I've never even heard them closing the DVP until today, which is awesome.
All right. Well, we decided that because it's so terrible and it's freezing cold and it's the middle of January, we'd bring a little sunshine to the table today.
Absolutely.
So we're going to talk all about all of our favorite summertime tunes. Most of them have a theme of being on a beach or, I'll give you a little spoiler, being under a boardwalk or something like that. But lots of great summertime memories so we can bring some warm vibrations to everybody and some sunshine on this dreary January day.
I don't even think it's dreary. I think it's kind of lovely, actually. I was out in a sweatshirt and just runners earlier today, moving all the cars around so Snowplow Ray, our snowplow guy, could move all the vehicles and we could get all the driveway plowed. And it was really nice. Like, it wasn't cold. It wasn't damp. It was just fun.
Well, you want to hear something I haven't told you?
Sure.
I put gas in the vehicle today.
Come on.
I did.
On your own?
All by myself.
Oh, that is crazy.
Well, folks, let's put it this way.
That is insane.
Let's put it this way. I was out and about. You graciously gave me our Jeep today so that I could make sure that I got around safely because I had appointments I had to get to.
Yeah, Sherry has like summer tires on her car, just
right.
So you know.
And I was playing the gas game with the Jeep that we don't drive, let's be honest. We don't drive it that often, so it doesn't have to sit at full all the time. But I could see that it was under a quarter. And I kept thinking, I'm not getting gas unless the gas light comes on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to drive it in our driveway and go, oh, really, honey? I didn't notice.
Yeah, like normal.
Like I do.
Yeah.
And the gas light came on, and I thought, I didn't really want to push it in this particular weather. Mm. And I also didn't want you to have to gripe at me when I got home, because we then needed to get to the radio station if we were bringing the Jeep with the gas light on. You wouldn't have been happy about that.
I would not have been happy.
So, to your point, though, of it not being too terrible, it actually wasn't too terrible. It said minus 11, but I had my very warmest coat on, and there was no wind.
Well,
so it was fine.
Yeah, honestly, I got to be honest. I was wearing sweatshirt, some running pants, runners, gloves, and a toque. And I was out there for about 45 minutes.
Yeah, you're fine, though. You're very warm-blooded. Yeah, remember, I'm the ice queen.
Oh, I know. Yes.
And literally, though, it was fine. I will say I only put $20 in because I didn't want to stand there for the full $100 fill-up.
Karen, if you're listening, you're going to need to fill up the
gas. But I did put $20 in, and I got myself home without the gas light on, so I was very proud of myself because usually on a very cold, snowy day, I don't pump gas.
Well, hang on. I'm going to just shut this song off.
Okay.
I got to be honest with you, Sherry. For the amount of time, if you had to just even stuck the gas cap underneath the thing, you could have got back in the Jeep, stayed warm, and let it fill.
I could have. Just say thank you for what I did do.
Sure.
He doesn't mean that, folks, when he says sure.
No,
he doesn't. Not mean thank you.
I don't, in
so,
the least.
That's our life nonsense. A whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
But that's okay. So what are we going to listen to for the first summertime song today?
So this is, I'm not sure if this is really a summertime song, but I know when we were talking about it, I was hard-pressed and I kept saying to you, those crazy nights.
You did.
And you looked it up and you were like, oh, this is not what you think it is. And you were like, it's a Van Halen song. And I'm like, it's not a Van Halen song. Because when you played it, I was like, I'm losing my mind. So anyway, the song is actually called Stone in Love by Journey. And it's a song I remember And it's not a song that gives me a taste in my mouth, which
okay,
I talked about last night.
Weird. You were saying last night that this invokes such a memory I can taste it.
Yeah.
And we're all like, what?
Yeah. Not this song.
I get the whole smell thing bringing back memories. Yeah, but never had one bring back a taste.
Yeah. It's so weird. Anyway, this song, Stone in Love, it's a great song. I love it. It does talk about summer nights. I played it all the way through again. I'm like, why do I love this song so much? I used to hear this. My dad used to play this song as well.
Okay.
So I really, really like this song, and I think it's a fun, kind of just great summer kind of tune for me. Anyway, so it's Journey, Stone in Love. Here
okay,
we go.
I'm not
all
sure
right?
if I know it, so I'm
you
listening
do know
along
it. I
with
I guarantee
everyone.
You know it.
Okay.
Those crazy nights I do remember in my youth. I do recall those were the best times, most of all. We'll be right back.
No, it doesn't take me anywhere.
Wow, it takes me back to being a 10-year-old.
Right, we were just discussing how old your dad would have been then if he introduced you to this song, and we figured out he'd have been in his 30s, and I would have loved to have met 30-year-old Leo.
Yeah, he was about 33, I guess.
I bet he was cool.
Yeah, he was. He was awesome. So it's kind of funny. So I was just literally looking, and I was like, oh, okay, Stone in Love. Stone in love. That means completely in love. I didn't know. It was an old English term.
Stone.
Yeah, an old English term to mean completely. So I guess that's pretty cool. I thought it was a great song. I remember it, like I said, and it did invoke memories for me. And I was like, oh, I got to find this. And it was like, you know, that Crazy Nights I was telling you about. It was just, I don't know. It was really good. So you picked the next one, though. Katrina
just,
and the Waves.
Just Walking on Sunshine. I was literally thinking about songs that make you pick up your pep and think about sunshine and happiness and all sorts of things. And this one is really fun and silly and kitschy, in my opinion. So I just
wanted... Oh, it is a great song.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear Walking on Sunshine. So go ahead and give it a play.
All right.
I just can't wait till the day when you
beautiful song.
It is a toe tapper for sure, so don't it feel good?
So it's kind of funny. I actually was looking up something on Wikipedia. Quick little interesting thing I learned today. How old is Wikipedia today?
I don't know.
It's 24 years old today, okay, on this day.
And it's not retired yet and replaced by ChatGPT?
Well, no, it's funny. They actually said that to stay relevant, they have now added AI.
You always say IA.
Well, IA in my industry is independent adjuster, and I use that a lot more than I do artificial intelligence, though I wish some of the IAs had artificial intelligence or just intelligence.
I knew you were going to go there, and then I decided not to. But yeah, that's so okay. You said it.
I did, and that's fine. They're not listening. Well, if you are, you're the intelligent one. But anyway, what I was going to say is, yeah, so Wikipedia, there was a whole thing on Wikipedia this morning when I was waiting to find out if I was going to Toronto or not, and it literally said that, yeah, it turns 24 today, which is really amazing because I remember when it first came out, and I didn't know that it still is, but you can go in and change things on Wikipedia.
Really?
It is, yeah, it is.
So if it had an incorrect fact, you can send
an
update?
Yeah, it's populated. You can go in and mess with it, I guess, if you wanted to. Somebody is actually updating it, and now they're doing some back things. So if you go in and change something, AI will actually check to make sure it's
fact check it.
Nice. To make sure it's they they're actually fact checking all the stuff
That's
inside
good.
Wikipedia, which I thought was kind of neat. But what they did say when I was looking on Wikipedia about Walking on Sunshine is this song actually is from 1983. So we're staying on our theme of kind of the 80s today as well. And the person that one of the band members actually said, you know, we wrote this song because most English people aren't really shiny, happy people. Like, you know, they're not upbeat and fun. Mm-hmm. So this song was kind of kitschy and they loved it. Mm-hmm. And but Katrina from Katrina and the Waves, so Kimberly Rue, their guitarist, said she loved that it was, you know, a great song, but most of the other band members, like Katrina Leskanich or whatever, the lead singer, didn't like it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she didn't like it, nor did the bassist. He actually found it irritating.
Well, I bet they liked how much money it made them.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was their biggest hit. It was never number one. Their song reached number four in Australia, number nine in the United States, and eight in the UK. And it was the first American top 40 hit that they ever had. And it was their biggest hit until a song called Love Shine a Light in 97, which actually got them an award on the Eurovision Song Contest in 97 in Dublin, which is weird. I have never heard this other Love Shine a Light. Maybe I have. I don't recall. I mean, in my thought or realm, they're basically a one-hit wonder for me.
Yeah, I would say that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, so now I'm going to have to go look up Love Shine a Light see if it's good. Yeah,
of course, I will.
But
not while we're on the air.
No, not at all. So next one, again, you picked the majority of these.
We were busy last night.
I know.
And you were driving.
I know.
And so I was doing it while you were driving.
I know,
so
it's crazy.
These are mostly me picks. It's good that we collaborate and you drive us around safely and I pick music.
Yeah.
It's good teamwork.
So, I don't know, and we did the whole trivia. We played trivia with the songs and I got every one of them. In the first few seconds. So here we go. We got a little Stevie Wonder, right?
Yeah.
You're the sunshine of my life.
I'm still in my high school brain.
Yeah, and
because
this is
Walking
a
on Sunshine,
fantastic song.
And You Are the Sunshine of My Life just take you right back to high school.
Can you taste it?
No.
All right. I'll check in with you in a minute on tasting them. When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is Terry, and every Friday night starting October 3rd from midnight to 2 a.m., tune your dial to CFRC.ca or 101.9 and let the music pull you in. Oh, I like that promo.
Of course you do.
It's me.
I know. You like you.
I do like me. I like me best. Yeah, that was good. I liked Sunshine of My Life. It's a great song.
It is.
I didn't know that you were playing a duet version of it, but it was great. It was really good. It's an old song, though, and we were looking it up. How old do you think? Do you remember what I said?
You said 70-something.
73.
Right, because I was not in high school in 73. In 73, I would have been 5. But there must have been a remake of it or a resurgence of it when I was in high school, because it definitely takes me right back to the high school gym.
Well, Rolling Stone says it ranks 183 out of the top 500 greatest songs of all time. I mean, it's played in movies, it's played in commercials, it's got such a huge success. And it follows up from his song Superstition. I don't know if you remember Superstition.
I do. Yeah.
So it was a huge hit in 92 or 72 on the book. The album called Talking Book. And then, yeah, this is... he got a Grammy Award for Best Male Pop Vocal Performance for this song.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't hear much about him anymore. I guess he's probably old, but you don't hear that much about him anymore. So I was just wondering if he was still around. But I guess he is.
Yeah, he's still kicking around for sure.
Right. Oh, okay, yeah. What do we have? Oh, I know what we have next.
Yeah.
Yes, one of my very favorite songs, because this is arguably one of my very favorite bands. Remember when we had the argument about the greatest band of all time, and then we were talking about the Zac Brown Band, and even someone at Trivia told me that I was wrong. What's wrong? Apparently, I've skipped ahead a song.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this band is also a great band for summer.
Yeah, I was gonna go.
I'm gonna correct
that.
Why
do you think they are the best band? I'm like, really? You think the Beach Boys are the best band?
No, but I did forget about this one. Okay, so first we're gonna play "Surfing USA," which is a great summer song. You can't listen to this and not be picturing the beach and summer.
Yeah, it's so funny. I think back to like the '90s when I had my Jeep, my first Jeep, like when we first got back together.
The Geo Tracker.
Yeah, that Tracker, like that little convertible, and I had all these songs on disc.
On discs or on cassettes?
I
think it was cassettes, because remember we had that Barney cassette?
Yeah.
It wasn't Barney, folks. It was just love songs.
Yeah, yeah.
And we called it Barney.
We did. That's crazy. It was cassettes.
It was cassettes.
You're right, because I have a whole box of cassettes still upstairs.
Oh,
I have tons of them. When I'm done my redo of my record place upstairs in my loft.
We made a loft in our garage, which basically looks like a record store.
Yeah, and I'm not done. Cool. It is really cool. And I've actually set up my turntables, my mixer, and even my Serato and all that stuff.
In his office. In
my
office.
I have a separate area in my office for playing music and stuff, which is pretty fun.
It's just really loud.
Yeah, and I put in speakers and stuff, and I let my mother-in-law hear my techno. I played
she
techno.
She hears our nonsense all the
time. Yeah, I know,
but
I played techno for like 3 hours on Sunday. And I'm like, Barbara, I hope this is okay. And she's like, yeah, it's fine. And then she shut her door.
Right.
So I'm not sure she really appreciated it, but she was kind. So anyway, we'll play this one for you, Barb. Here we go, a little Surfing USA. It's probably more your style than Eon. He who controls the spice controls the universe.
Okay.
You'll catch him surfing at Inside, outside, USA.
Ventura County line.
Inside.
Yeah, we're on Surfing USA.
Now, can I tell my Zach Brown story?
Sure you can.
Okay, so we were on the radio here having a debate about the greatest bands of all time, and yeah. You hands down say it's U2.
Listen, just think about the amount of time they've been together as a band. So they've always been just a three-piece band, right?
Okay.
Or four-piece band, I should say. Adam Clayton. Doesn't matter. They have never broken up.
Mm-hmm.
They have never done anything on their own. Like, they haven't gone away and done, like, their own little side projects.
Like a Bono song by himself or anything?
No, there's no little side projects. They've been together since 1976.
Good for them.
Right? They've been together literally 50 years.
Right.
They didn't start out as the name U2. They were all high school chums, all from Dublin, and have grown up and just literally stayed together and done their whole thing. I mean, they had somebody step in to be their drummer only because their drummer got sick.
Okay.
Right? But other than that, they've never broken up. They've never done anything. Drummer's back with the band, just so we're clear.
Okay.
But
what does the name U2 mean or represent? Do you know?
Yeah, I did know.
Okay, you can look it up.
Look
you
it
don't
up,
know offhand, I can tell.
I can't remember offhand.
But I am curious.
Yeah, I will.
Right?
I'll look
but
it
we
up.
Can look that up.
Yeah, but
the
you
point
go back
of
to
that story was that I drew a blank. I'm not a huge band person in that way. I like artists and I like genres of music and I like songs and things like that, but I couldn't come up with a band. So I think I froze a little bit and I said the Zach Brown Band, and then we had this little on-air debate about it, and I didn't care either way because, like I said, I wasn't super passionate about it. But the funny part of the story was we went to trivia then that following Friday night, and one of the guys who comes to trivia and listens to the radio show came over to see me at trivia and said to me, "Hey, Sherry, just so you know, you're wrong." And I said, "I'm sorry, what?" I'm not wrong. I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Zach Brown Band is not the greatest band of all time," and I literally laughed and said, "You're probably right." I just froze on the air and didn't have a better answer. But I, number one, took away from that, wow, people listen. And number two, it was funny to just see that conversation carry on. So now whenever I see the Zach Brown Band, I think of our funny little conversation about them not being the greatest band of all time. And now you found out what
I did.
YouTube
so
does
I
or doesn't mean.
So it basically says it doesn't have a single meaning. It was chosen from a suggestion by a friend at a party because it looked good on a T-shirt and had a futuristic connotation like the U2 spy plane or the U-boat. And because it sounded like you two,
like
the two people,
you
like
as well.
You two, yeah, reflecting on the audience participation in their music, a concept the band embraced, even if the members, especially Bono, dislikes it.
No, I bet he likes it now.
He does love it now.
Right.
I'm sure he does.
Okay, we digressed away from the point.
Yeah.
So we're going to play Toes because this is an absolutely wonderful summer song. And then we're probably going to slip in with our weekend roundup after Toes.
Yeah, absolutely. So here we go, Toes. And this one means put your toes in the water.
Got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head, I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars, oh, they own prison bars like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther, I'm surrounded by water and I'm not going back again. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Adios and Viacom. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and via con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one and grab my guitar and play.
couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. 'Cause my bartender, she's from the islands, her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in a world of cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and via con Dios. A long way from GA. Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa. When I throw pesos their way. Adios and via con Dios. A long way from GA. Someone do favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play. Adios and via con Dios. Going home now to stay. The señoritas don't care. Drive up by the lake and put my ass in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in a world of PBR on the way. Life is good today. Life is good today.
It could mean professional bull riding.
Oh, it's a beer.
I know.
He said their PBR on the way is professional bull riding, and I'm sure he knows, but that is a beer.
Yeah. Anyway, I love that song. I was literally just like thinking it didn't bring a taste in my mouth, but it was pretty close of me just sitting in the Dominican or somewhere down south under a Corona umbrella, drinking a Corona, watching the waves splash and little dolphins jump in the sky.
And the kids waves. Playing in the ocean and me
no,
freaking out.
No, my kids
out.
Are not there.
No, when if I'm bringing back memories, the kids are
oh,
there.
I'm
and
thinking
I'm
of
freaking
this
out.
Year. No, I'm like, no. Maybe not. I'm just maybe there on my own. Who knows?
You're not.
I'm just hanging
You'd
out.
You'd never go on vacation by yourself.
I know. How would I get there?
I would go on vacation by myself.
I would not do
you
that.
You would not have that. But
I would not have that. It's crazy talk. All right. Let's talk about this weekend, our weekend roundup.
Okay.
All right. So tomorrow night, obviously, we're at Wild Wing. It's going to be great. It's been so busy.
It was so busy last week.
Okay. I really need people to make reservations. I've had a few teams already reserved. So please send me a message. Let me know you're coming, how many you're playing, and then I can spread us out into the other room as
it
well.
It was too
so
loud.
It was awesome.
It was just loud.
All
and
right.
It was funny because it wasn't you. Someone said to me, can you ask him to turn the volume down? And I said, it's not the volume, it's the people.
Yeah,
I
you can't
turn the people down.
Yeah, yeah. I don't need
and
you
also, yet. When I ask you to turn the volume down, you don't listen to me.
No, I can't hear you because of the volume.
Right.
All right, so let's talk about the rounds. So tomorrow night, first round, guitar intro songs. So songs that have really great guitar intros, like maybe Welcome to the Jungle or something like that. Some really, really great guitar intro songs. And it's through the decades. So it'll be 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. So we'll have all the decades of guitar intro songs. That's round one. Round, and this is in no particular order, so they may not be in this order, but this is how I'm just saying it. The only one that is specific is the 2.5 round. But round two, famous movie songs. So I found some really great movie songs. I don't think I've played them, any of them before, maybe one or two out of the 20. But these are great songs. And you get a bonus point if you can tell me the movie. We're going to give you the year, so that it should help you.
Okay.
So like Ghostbusters, right? If we played, you know, Ghostbusters,
right.
you would know that that movie came out in the 80s. We give you the 80s. You give us the name of the movie.
Okay.
Which is Ghostbusters. As
okay,
well.
Thanks.
Make it easy.
That's
and then,
the free space.
That's the free space. And then 2.5 songs, one word bands. So
I don't
we all
know.
Have them.
Cher, she's not a band.
No, but yeah, I mean, one word bands are artists, right? So
okay.
The same thing.
Mm-hmm.
One word. And then that's our 2.5, 10-second round. Round number three, songs you shouldn't play at a funeral. So
Another One Bites the Dust?
Yeah, maybe. Jump, Jive, and Whale. Party Rock Anthem. All sorts of fun songs that you shouldn't probably. So they're fun songs. So,
I'm going to actually save that for the playlist at your funeral.
I have my playlist for my funeral.
I know, but I'm going to pull this up.
Yeah, are you?
Hopefully it's 50 years from now, and yeah. I don't remember that there were playlists. But
yeah,
if it was sooner, I'd pull this playlist up.
Yeah.
Well, to be ironic.
Let's not hope there isn't. All right. And then the last round, again, just round number four for the purpose, one word title songs. So Help.
Okay.
Stuff like that. So, yeah. Right. Toes.
Okay.
Bob Cajun. Okay. I'm looking at a whole bunch here.
You're going to tell them what we're going to play.
I'm just telling you. Well, we already played Toes, so that's fine.
Yeah, but we didn't play Bob Cajun.
No, we didn't. So what else are we doing? And then right after that, we've got my Into the Darkness show from midnight to 2 a.m. It's great. I actually have there's a new guy coming in that's coming on the radio. He's a doctor. He's going to hang out with me, and he's got a new show coming up at some time in the future. So he's going to come in and work the board with me and kind of just hang out along with the Jeff. So we'll have that. That'll be fun from 12 to 2. First hour is going to be all reggaeton, kind of that style of music again, and because I'm loving playing it, it feels so great. And then the second hour tomorrow night is actually all freestyle songs from the 80s, like Stevie B and Emotion, and just I was playing some of the songs
for
Noel
last night, which was pretty fun.
And that was one of the songs that literally invoked a taste in my mouth, and I don't know why, it just does.
Maybe you were just hungry.
I don't know.
I'm
no,
not
we
sure.
Just had a great dinner, so that's not true. But it was fantastic. But anyway, so that's me all caught up. And then Saturday morning, 7:30 in the morning.
Well, I was going to say, you're going to get about 3 hours sleep, if that.
If that.
So friends are picking us up at 7:30 in the morning. We're going to go to Toronto to go to the boat show.
Yep, and buy shoes.
And buy shoes, because apparently Terry doesn't have enough shoes.
I need one new pair.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
I do.
It doesn't matter. Yep. Anyways, we're going to the boat show in Toronto with some friends, and Terry thinks we're going to go to Queen Street and buy some shoes as well. He also thinks we're going to get Johnny Burger, and ooh. I'm also not eating Johnny Burger, so I think we'll be having a very different trip to Toronto.
We will.
We're not driving, so I think our driver friend is going to actually determine where we go, and I think that'll be interesting.
Which is awesome, because I know Colin loves a good Johnny Burger.
He wants Johnny Burger, and I'm going to lose, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
absolutely.
Not good. Okay, so then Sunday I have some big projects I need to work on, and so I need to have a little bit of quiet work time with coffee on Sunday morning. We'll hope to go to church. I'm going to show some condominiums on Sunday afternoon and run errands like normal people, and then fall down, relax, refresh, and get back up for Monday morning.
I'm going to watch the last episode of Landman.
Oh, yes. We are going to watch the last episode of Landman as well.
For the season, yeah.
No, it's sad. I don't want it to be over.
Yeah, I know. Pretty interesting season, though.
Yeah.
It's been pretty weird.
Okay.
So, all right. That's it for that. Anything else?
Nope. I think that's it. We're going to talk about another summer song and bring some more sunshine to this day.
This one
needs no introduction. Why don't we just play it, and then we'll talk about, because right from the first note, people know exactly what it's about.
Oh, 100%.
And what it is. So let's go ahead and play this one. We'll come back and talk about it.
Sounds good. And this could be a... No, it couldn't. Forget it.
Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
Met a boy cute as can be.
Summer days drifting away to other summer nights.
Well, 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 tell me more, tell me more. Did you get
more, tell me more, like does he have a car? Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Awesome song.
Love that.
So that song is timeless, in my opinion.
100%.
Right? Like, just timeless.
It also will time travel you in your mind. I literally knew without looking that it was definitely the 70s. I remember seeing it in the theater, and I was young. So in the it came out in 78, so I was 10. I probably didn't see it until maybe a little bit later, because 10's even a little bit young for this movie.
But oh, yeah. I'm trying to think when I saw it. I probably saw it in the early 80s on a video in my parents' basement.
That you probably weren't supposed to watch?
No, no. My parents would have bought this for sure, rented this.
Okay.
Well, absolutely.
I love it. It's so funny now though, because you go back and watch it. It's so bad.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
The acting's bad. Yeah. The quality's bad. It's so cheeseball-y. But it was state-of-the-art at the time.
Yeah. I literally, if you remember the TV show Alf.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I actually was on an online auction yesterday trying to buy a talking elf.
Don't do that.
I really wanted it because I had one when I was a kid, and I was like, I could do this. But they wanted so much money for it. I was like, I'm not spending $170. She'll kill me.
I will kill you.
I know. But I was literally like, I could buy this elf and not tell anybody and just put it around the house. It'd be funny.
And it talks.
And just it talks. Because it actually talks to you when you talk. It's like one of the ones. But anyway. So anyway, getting back to this. I mean, it's a great movie. I was looking some stuff up and facts up on it. I mean, it was set in 1959 at a fictional high school called Rydell High in Northwest Chicago. And it's based on Taft High School, which is a pretty famous high school in Chicago.
Okay.
In the movie, it's named after the rock singer, so that the fact that it's called Rydell High is, it's named after the rock singer, Bobby Rydell, which I didn't know either, which I thought that's kind of cool. And then it's just basically talking, the musical follows the working class teenagers as they navigate their lives. And it's funny that they actually call it a musical, so it's a musical movie.
Yeah, it was.
But you don't think of it that way. You just think it was really just a really good movie with singing.
No, I would have thought of it as a musical, yeah. Like, put it up there, like, with Hairspray or Rent.
I knew you were going to say
that. Or something like that.
Yeah, but see, those were actual plays before. Was this a play, or was this always just a movie?
I think it started as a movie. I'm sure it's been a play.
Oh, it has been a play.
It's been on Broadway.
But I was trying to figure out which came first, because you think about Hairspray, it was a play before it was a movie.
Yeah, it was on Broadway before it was a movie. They did a movie version of it.
Yes, and the same with Rent.
Mm-hmm.
Play, musical, I should say, and then a show.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this is a movie, then a musical.
I think so.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny that it went that way.
Yeah,
it did. But anyway, I thought it was great. Impression. And we were trying to figure, I had no idea there was a Grease 2.
I don't think it was a smash hit.
I'm going to say no. I didn't even know it existed until about 3 minutes ago.
It was Michelle Pfeiffer.
Well, I like Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, but that says that it was Michelle Pfeiffer when she was 23 and a little-known actress.
That's crazy.
I know, because she's a massive star now.
Yeah, and then the most famous line from Grease is arguably Sandy's iconic comeback to Danny. Tell me about it, stud.
Right. Well, it's funny. So I will ask you this, and we're not going to do this, but I'm going to ask you this. As you know, we sponsor the Thousand Island Playhouse.
Yeah.
One of the plays this year is Grease.
Uh-huh.
That's at the Thousand Island Playhouse. I run advertising in the playbills. So our daughter was saying that I should do the Sandy character in my photos. The bad girl one in my photos for my real estate advertisement, which I'm not going to do because it is not on brand for me.
No, it's not at all.
Whatsoever. But that was her. She's very funny and will come up with a great, better idea, of course. But she was like, why don't you do Sherry as Sandy at the end of Grease?
Oh.
Because we've done like she's really clever. Like this year, 9 to 5 was one of the plays.
Yeah.
And like our advertisement said something like, where will you live? You're 5 to 9.
Yes, which as opposed to 9 to 5.
Yeah, kind of using the branding and stuff like that. Yeah. So she's very clever like that, but I will not be being Bad Sandy in the Thousand Island Playhouse.
No, nor should you.
This year. Just not on brand
for me. Nor should you. Yikes.
All right, what are we going to play next?
We're going to play a little Tragically Hip because this actually also has the lines, Those Crazy Nights.
Okay, this is the one we originally found, right?
Yeah, you were like, oh, it's Bob Cajun. I'm like, it's not Bob Cajun. It wasn't a hip song. I knew it was an older song from the 80s, early 80s. And this song, Bob Cajun by Tragically Hip, is not it, but it does have similar lyrics. So listen to see if you can hear them in the song, and then we'll talk about it tomorrow night at trivia.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
At your house this morning, just a little love. My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbors Saving Neighbors is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbors Saving Neighbors volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
All right, that's crazy.
That is very important.
It is.
I used to have my certification in first aid. I'm pretty sure I've let it expire.
Yeah, don't you have to redo it every couple of years?
And then, yeah.
What's the dummy called? Do you remember?
No.
Yeah, you don't either.
I don't.
Maybe we're the dummies because we don't remember.
Maybe. I don't remember.
All right. We've got a few minutes left. We're going to play this song by the Drifters,
okay.
Under the Boardwalk. It's one of my, it's not one of my all-time favorites, but it's a fun
little
song.
It's a good, fun summer song. We wanted to play different stuff.
Yeah, stuff you wouldn't typically hear. We did have Sailing by Rod Stewart. I wanted to get that on, but we just talked too much as usual.
We do that.
All right, so here we go. Little Drifters, Under the Boardwalk. Let's sneak this one in.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk.
Under the boardwalk.
I'm laughing because Terry was saying that we're going to wrap up saying goodnight, goodbye, stay warm, stay safe, and that we're going to post the rounds for tomorrow night on our general mailing list. I was like, what? We don't have a general mailing list for Stage One Sound.
I was just being funny.
Yeah, you were also being 1990.
Yeah, I know.
Because I don't think anyone has said general mailing list since before there was social media.
Well, you know what I meant.
I did. You meant on social media.
I exactly
which when you
meant
said us. We're going to post, you meant Sherry's going to post on social media. And I'm not sending anything to a general mailing list because that would be an email list distribution, which we don't have for Stage One Sound.
Yeah, I know.
If you'd like to start and manage one, you're welcome to, but I have enough on my plate.
No. Okay. I would not.
All right. Well, do you want to wish our listeners a safe, happy evening and a great weekend and all those things you were talking about before the general mailing list?
Well, yeah. Everybody stay warm, stay safe.
Stay frosty.
Stay frosty. Well, I want everybody to always stay frosty. But we'll see you on Friday night, and it's going to be great. We'll see you tomorrow night for trivia, and then you guys have a great weekend. And we're going to the boat show because I'm thinking about the summer, and hopefully our friends Colin and Patty are going to buy a boat. We can hang out on it.
We will.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody.